Hello, Drone Pilots. T.C. Freeman here, your instructor and host of the Remote Pilot Association podcast. I want to talk to you today about helping customers succeed through good pre-flight planning. This reminds me of when I was a kid in kindergarten. I used to love blocks. We would make these crazy huge, or I would say I would, and talk some of my fellow peer students into it, to building these really cool, or at least what I thought was cool, roadways and buildings and things like that. I had a friend, we'll call him Tim, and he would start putting something together, and I would say, no, do this. And do this. And next thing you know, I kind of was taking over the project. He played along well. That was really nice of him to do that. I'm sure not very rewarding. And was handing me the blocks. You know, give me that block and I'd put it over here. And that's all well and good, but that is kindergarten. That can happen not only in that age, but it can happen to us as adults. We have expression on the independent film set that everybody's a director. So what does that mean? They get excited. It's just a natural thing. They throw out ideas. Hey, won't we try this? Won't we do this? You really got to have a plan and stick to it. And that's the important thing as far as getting with your client and discussing the shots, and really maybe ahead of time, just giving them what we call a capabilities list or briefings, because there's certain things that you can and can't do, and you don't want to disappoint somebody or be tempted or intimidated, take an unnecessary chance. And having said that, it doesn't mean you're not going to give room for being spontaneous and, you know, adapting to the situation. Some of the best ideas are those improved ideas that come along and you try them and you go, wow, that's pretty cool. But there is nothing worse than arriving on a set or a mission site and have a very disorganized situation happening, because it's just not very efficient. Usually you could tell that pretty quick. People are late. They're not getting things set up. There's a lot of confusion. The communication isn't good. To illustrate, I had a client that was at a very busy park that he wanted to shoot at. I got there and I was like, wow, okay, there's a lot of people here, a lot more than I thought for this time of day. Apparently the fellow was impressed. He said, wow, this is great. And I said, oh, well, not so great for drones, because we have a policy not to fly over people. We normally didn't take that chance. That's just not what we want to do. So again, one way to kind of start this process is just checking the airspace ahead of time and checking online. That's kind of no-brainer stuff, but also having a site visit. Go over there, preferably with the client, and talk about the shot areas. That's a great time to roll in some of those issues you might see, you know, like with hazards and obstacles. If you can mimic the time of day, that situation that we had there in the park could have been identified pretty readily ahead of time by going to that same time of day and noticing, wow, okay, there is a lot of people here. How can we mitigate this by selecting another daytime? Now, sometimes you have just an address that somebody gives you as far as, you know, where you're shooting. They say, hey, come here at this time. We're going to do our filming here. Take that airspace. You know, you might be cross-checking different maps. You might use Sky Vector, for instance, to look up the basic area. Some of these apps have that street interface. Could be different from where you have to walk to actually do the shooting. Have that information sheet for customers covering that location detail, safety considerations, and your shot locations. Encourage your clients to visit with you so you can kind of walk that out. And that helps in another way where folks tend to have that creative process going on. I was shooting another project. It was the iconic Western cowboy scene with the cowboy riding a horse through the field. An assistant director that was telling me that, hey, just go ahead and do, you know, basically a high shot of a crane shot. The horse comes riding through, follow that along, or we might do just a static crane shot, the horse and rider right out of the scene. So that was all well and good until the director showed up. So then the director showed up and says, hey, what I wanted to do is you're going to fly up to the horse and rider and you're going to get eye level with them, follow them up and down the peaks and valleys of the field here. And I was like, oh, okay. I was like, well, what happens when the horse decides to go one way and maybe I go the other? It might zig and I zag. That could be an issue. And he's like, oh, no, this will be a really cool shot. In my mind, I just knew. I was like, I am not going to fly at the same height as that horse and rider just for safety considerations. And so I flew a few feet above that just to have that buffer. And it was challenging trying to follow them up and down the hills through the field. That was a challenging shot, which I think wound up on the cutting room floor. Anyway, having that shot list well ahead of time is really good if you can do it. Like you say, not to discourage spontaneity, but just a general idea of kind of what you need. That is a great way to do it. Be proactive proactive and create that structured plan just to have an efficient shoot from a business sense, the way to do it. Always stick to your gun, so to speak, speaking of the Western film we shot, as far as safety guidelines and not compromising. Even if there is kind of a cool shot that's being pressed by the director or customer or what have you, it's a good idea to relay that information to them. Like, here's our safety guidelines that we stick to. We certainly want to hear what your thoughts are on this topic. And you can visit us at theremotepilotassociation.com. Sign up for our free newsletter and check out our information on remote pilot commercial certification so you can earn money with your drone, starting your own small business. T.C. Freeman with the Remote Pilot Association. We'll talk to you next time.